we took a conservative estimate of what they would likely achieve in terms of education, and then after that, what type of jobs could they be getting, and what that would contribute to the economy over the next 40 years. And on that basis, we calculated income taxes, sales taxes, all types of economic financial benefits, without taking into account the fact that many of them are also going to probably end up buying houses and businesses and creating more jobs in the rest of the society. So this is simply a very conservative version of what their income will be over the next 40 years.
Now, I was reading some arguments by the Heritage Foundation, a conservative think tank in Washington, D.C., that basically says the DREAM Act is actually going to give broader amnesty than the 2 million that are estimated as a possibility, because it's going to be used as a backdoor avenue by some students who get legal status and then try to bring more people in.
No, I don't believe that this is going to be a big backdoor. On the contrary, what we have seen from these various legalization programs in the past is that they end up having a lot less people actually apply that could apply. I think the key thing that we need to understand, these are people that have already gone through the educational system. They want to contribute to the society. Many of them are already in colleges, paying their own tuitions, working very hard to be able to make something of their lives. And it's completely logical. It's a no-brainer that we would want as many people as possible to be able to pay in to the Social Security and to the tax system and pay back. And if we keep them in the shadows right now, they will graduate and they will not be able to work. And so that entire contribution will not be able to be made for the benefit of the whole society and for the fiscal benefit of our budget deficits at the moment.
Well, thank you. That was Dr. Raul Hinosa, professor at UCLA and director of the North American Integration and Development Center.